reading from Bede's Life of St. Cuthbert, chapter 27, an extract from a sermon Cuthbert preached. I beseech you to watch, as the apostle warns you. Stand firm in the faith, lest sudden temptation find you unprepared. Be mindful, rather, of the Lord's command. Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. A grain of wheat has to fall to the ground and die to produce many seeds. So says Jesus, and he is obviously right. Then he uses that as an analogy. There is some characteristic Semitic hyperbole in what he says as he does so. A culturally based exaggeration for effect, one that we get. It catches our attention. Love your life here, he says, and you end up losing it. Hate your life here, and you keep eternal life. Then moving on from that eye-catching statement, there is this. Whoever serves me must follow me. Where I am, my servant will also be. My Father will honour the one who serves me. Losing our lives, I think we are meant to understand, is following Christ and serving him, devoting our lives to that purpose without distraction. It's that line of thought, a similar one anyway, that Cuthbert picks up in his sermon. Some of the ancient greats left behind a body of sermons. St. John Chrysostom, the great Byzantine bishop, 250 or so years before Cuthbert was bishop of Lindisfarne. That's Chrysostom, whose prayer we use every evensong, has left us a large body of sermons. It slightly depends on what you count, but probably hundreds. Not so with Cuthbert. And we don't have any whole sermons, we just have snippets, like the extract today. Watch out, he says. Stand firm in the faith, otherwise temptation may find you unprepared. Watch and pray, just as Jesus commanded, lest you fall into temptation. In this sermon snippet, Cuthbert is returning to well-worn themes that we have heard already in this series. The background is that temptation happens. I do wonder what it was in his life that caused him so often to focus on this issue. It's easy to think that the adulation he received in his own lifetime would have posed a great temptation, a temptation to pride, arrogant behaviour. Whatever it was that led him to grasp the reality of temptation, I wonder what it is that helps you grasp its reality. But whatever it was that helped him, he dwelt on it, for his own benefit, no doubt, and for his listeners' benefit, and ours too. In last week's passage, we saw how he dealt with temptations. He took a realistic view. They are the work of the devil, the wily one, but we make our own contribution, not just in sometimes falling prey to our temptations, but by permitting them to flourish around us. As Cuthbert said, we read it last week, a soul lacking in love for God or for other people is easily caught in the devil's nets. Those strong in the faith can brush them aside like so many spiders' webs. In this sermon snippet today, his theme is the same. Take heed of the apostle's warning, he says. Watch out. Stick with the faith and you won't be unprepared for temptations. Hold in mind the Lord's command to watch and pray. It's all of a piece. I'm sure you've noticed that sometimes the things that are really difficult to do are those that on the face of them seem incredibly simple. I'm not talking about things Christian particularly, just the stuff of everyday life. Over recent months, I've been thinking about health a lot. Take 15 minutes of outdoor exercise every day, I'm told. that sort of thing. Very simple, completely attainable, but very hard to put into practice. I could do it just by going to most of my appointments on foot, but I leave my departure until I'm due somewhere in 3 minutes' time and have to jump in the car. Bad planning, lack of motivation. I expect you could name something similar, something simple you ought to be doing, but a lack of planning and a lack of motivation stop you getting it done. Cuthbert sees us, as the modern parlance goes. He sees us and our temptations. He gets that standing against temptations sounds simple, but we need help. And his help is to do with preparation and motivation. The preparation is to pay attention to the foundations of our faith, the things said by the apostles and the things said by Jesus. It's a back to basics course. Jesus and all the giants of our faith who transmit his teaching to us tell us that living life as Jesus wants us to requires prior preparation for those moments when we will be tested. I was reading about the preparation that elite athletes of various sorts go through. There's all the physical stuff, of course, the bodily training, but there's also the training of the mind. They think about what it's going to feel like at that moment when everything turns on their next kick or their next throw, when all the years of training will come to nothing if they fail, and all the years of effort will come to everything if they succeed. Prior preparation. How do we avoid falling prey to temptation? By, Cuthbert says, a life of paying attention to the words of Jesus and the apostles. I do wonder if we often enough regard our Bible reading in that light. Yes, it's interesting, we say. Yes, it helps us live in the here and now. Yes, we can apply it to such and such a situation that we see in the news. But reading now will help us personally when the devil strikes. That's Cuthbert's message. And there's motivation in there too. If we don't prepare, we prepare to fail. You know the saying. None of us wants to be like the seed that does not fulfil its function, that falls to the ground but does not sprout. None of us want to fall prey to temptation. All of us want to be faithful followers of Christ, to serve him as he wishes us to do, to receive honour from the Father. Cling to that motivation to be a follower of Christ, to serve him as he served us. Prior preparation, the right motivation, and we will have the ability to deal with temptation when it comes. That is what Cuthbert teaches, what he teaches me at any rate, modern learning from a long dead saint. Amen.